高三英语高考练习六。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. We've been waiting for him to take our order for over 30 minutes.
Yes, and I have an appointment at 1 o'clock.
Question: Where is the conversation taking place?
2. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Potts?
I'm afraid Mr. Potts is not in at the moment. Shall I take a message?
Question: What are the speakers doing?
3. Tom says we should leave at about 5:30.
But he knows very well.I don't get home from work until 5:15.
Question: When is Tom planning to leave?
4. How do you like the play you saw last night?
Well, I should have stayed at home.
Question: What does the man imply?
5. Hi, Miss Mary. I am so sorry to have failed again in your subject, but I really tried.
Come on, don't give up. I think you'll have more chances.
Question: What's the relationship between the two speakers?
6. I'll go and change my clothes as soon as I finish typing this essay.
Okay, Jane. Then we'll take my car and go out for dinner.
Question: What is Jane doing now?
7. This fish doesn't look fresh to me now. Would you say it's still all right to eat?
If I were you, I wouldn't even think about it.
Question: What does the woman mean?
8. The lecture given by Professor Jackson was complicated to understand.
Well, I think he didn't speak slowly enough for us to take the notes.
Question: What did the man complain about?
9. A button's come off this shirt.
I know a department store nearby.Perhaps we could find a button like this.
Question: Why do they want to go to a department store?
10. Why do you think Harry Potter is so popular these days?
Because there are not many good children's books available.
Question: What does the man mean?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
I had spent my last day in Rome visiting the teachers of the art college and taking pictures with them. And then I had done some last shopping. I bought some presents, shirts, gloves, some toys, one of which was an electronic alarm clock for my father. In the evening, after waiting in the noisy airport building for a long time, I was glad to be sitting in the plane. In a few minutes, we would soon be up in the sky on our flight home. But I had been mistaken. 10 minutes later, instead of enjoying the beauty of the evening sky from above the clouds, I was sitting in a smoke-filled room with an airline official and a policeman at my side. On the table in front of me was my suitcase. The officials were polite. They asked me to show my passport, my ticket, and my baggage check. Then I was requested to open my suitcase and to spread out its contents on the table. Of course, I did as I was told. The moment I placed the alarm clock on the table, the officials looked at each other and smiled. I understood immediately that someone must have heard the ticking noise and reported to the security.
Now listen again, please.
I had spent my last day in Rome visiting the teachers of the art college and taking pictures with them. And then I had done some last shopping. I bought some presents, shirts, gloves, some toys, one of which was an electronic alarm clock for my father. In the evening, after waiting in the noisy airport building for a long time, I was glad to be sitting in the plane. In a few minutes, we would soon be up in the sky on our flight home. But I had been mistaken. 10 minutes later, instead of enjoying the beauty of the evening sky from above the clouds, I was sitting in a smoke-filled room with an airline official and a policeman at my side. On the table in front of me was my suitcase. The officials were polite. They asked me to show my passport, my ticket, and my baggage check. Then I was requested to open my suitcase and to spread out its contents on the table. Of course, I did as I was told. The moment I placed the alarm clock on the table, the officials looked at each other and smiled. I understood immediately that someone must have heard the ticking noise and reported to the security.
Questions. 11. How did the man spend his last day in Rome?
What present did he buy for his father?
13. Why did the man get off the plane 10 minutes later?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Carol is a teenage girl. She thinks she's a bit too fat, or rather too strong. But she doesn't know how she became that way. Nowadays, people become interested in losing weight because overweight can bring about many diseases. Carol has made up her mind to follow others' example and plans to lose weight as well. Sometimes she feels unhappy without knowing why. At these times, she often goes out to restaurants, bars, and cafeterias for food. The things she likes to eat include bread, biscuits, and chocolates. Although she feels very full in her stomach, she can't stop eating because of the enjoyment she gets. She's a little worried about her behavior and thinks that she might have an unknown disease or an unhealthy mind. With these questions, Carol went to see a doctor. The doctor doesn't think she has a disease, but suggests that she needs self-control. People often say eat less and exercise more, but one needs discipline to follow this advice. Since Carol said she enjoys eating, although she feels very full, the doctor thinks this might be because Carol wants to forget about finishing work or doing some difficult homework. Her feeling of unhappiness could come from something deeper, such as problems with family members or friends. The doctor said that Carol needs to talk to someone over the phone, playing with friends, or drinking extra tea. These methods could help Carol change the habit of eating too much and become healthy again.
Now listen again, please.
Carol is a teenage girl. She thinks she's a bit too fat, or rather too strong. But she doesn't know how she became that way. Nowadays, people become interested in losing weight because overweight can bring about many diseases. Carol has made up her mind to follow others' example and plans to lose weight as well. Sometimes she feels unhappy without knowing why. At these times, she often goes out to restaurants, bars, and cafeterias for food. The things she likes to eat include bread, biscuits, and chocolates. Although she feels very full in her stomach, she can't stop eating because of the enjoyment she gets. She's a little worried about her behavior and thinks that she might have an unknown disease or an unhealthy mind. With these questions, Carol went to see a doctor. The doctor doesn't think she has a disease, but suggests that she needs self-control. People often say eat less and exercise more, but one needs discipline to follow this advice. Since Carol said she enjoys eating, although she feels very full, the doctor thinks this might be because Carol wants to forget about finishing work or doing some difficult homework. Her feeling of unhappiness could come from something deeper, such as problems with family members or friends. The doctor said that Carol needs to talk to someone over the phone, playing with friends or drinking extra tea. These methods could help Carol change the habit of eating too much and become healthy again.
Questions 14. What does Carol normally do when she feels unhappy?
According to the doctor, what is the true reason that Carol eats too much when feeling unhappy?
Which of the following suggestions is made by the doctor?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following dialogue.
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Oh, hi. I just got out of a history class. I had to give a presentation.
How did it go?
Terrible. I'm sure I've made a fool of myself.
Why? Weren't you well prepared?
No, it's not that. I just get so embarrassed and nervous whenever I have to speak in front of a group of people. I stand up and my face gets red, and then I get even more nervous because I know everyone can see me blushing.
It is not so bad to blush.
But it happens all the time. If the teacher asks a question and I know the answer, I'll blush like crazy if he calls on me. Doesn't that ever happen to you?
No, not really. Maybe you should try to forget about the people. Look at something else in the room.
I guess I could try that, but I don't think it will help.
You know, we talked about this in psychology class. My teacher said that blushing is more or less a learned behavior, even though it's involuntary.
What do you mean?
Oh, children hardly ever blush at all. And women blush more than men.
Why?
I don't know, but I had a friend in high school, Charles Palmer. It was really easy to make him blush. He turned red even whenever a waitress would ask him for his order.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
Now listen again, please. Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Oh, hi. I just got out of a history class. I had to give a presentation.
How did it go?
Terrible. I'm sure I've made a fool of myself.
Why? Weren't you well prepared?
No, it's not that. I just get so embarrassed and nervous whenever I have to speak in front of a group of people. I stand up and my face gets red, and then I get even more nervous because I know everyone can see me blushing.
It is not so bad to blush.
But it happens all the time. If the teacher asks a question and I know the answer, I'll blush like crazy if he calls on me. Doesn't that ever happen to you?
No, not really. Maybe you should try to forget about the people. Look at something else in the room.
I guess I could try that, but I don't think it will help.
You know, we talked about this in psychology class. My teacher said that blushing is more or less a learned behavior, even though it's involuntary.
What do you mean?
Oh, children hardly ever blush at all. And women blush more than men.
Why?
I don't know. But I had a friend in high school, Charles Palmer. It was really easy to make him blush. He turned red even whenever a waitress would ask him for his order.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
Questions. 17. What is Sarah's problem?
What does the man suggest the woman do to deal with the problem?
19. Which of the following statements for children is true according to blushing is more or less a learned behavior?
20. What is the possible way to help deal with Sarah's problem?